alive right now. We're not really alive, but we are alive. And we're trying to cast this pod. This pod, we're trying to prioritize our thoughts. You know what I mean? I want to make sure they're organized. I got to make sure that I'm disciplined. Get it from out of my head and into my moment. That's what I'm talking about. We got the pod. Hey, yes. So right now, I'm sitting here, man. I got these thoughts. I'm trying to be productive with my day. And as I focus on where I want to cross this finish line that I have in my mind. Okay. You know how you wake up in the morning, you got a to-do list, right? And you make a to-do list and you said, okay, here's what I want to do. And then it's like, well, what's the most important thing on the list? Because it seems like sometimes when you make a to-do list, challenges come. And when challenges come, you got to reorganize things. And I'm learning that as I reorganize them to say, okay, well, what's the most important thing I got to get done right now? And it's hard because it's like when you got family and stuff, you got to make some adjustments. You got to be like, okay, you know what? Family is very important. So how do I create a win-win situation? Because I want to win, but then I need my family to win because they on my team, man. You know, you want your team to win. You don't just want one player on the team to win, because if one player on the team win, then your team really lose. And I ain't trying to be no loser and a winner. I'm trying to be a winner and a winner. I'm trying to have me a win-win. Let the wind blow, let the wind blow, let the wind blow. Then the wind know what the wind supposed to do. I'm playing, but I ain't. Look, at the end of the day, what I realized I had to do is that I had to take a deep breath. Communicate. Because if you don't communicate where you at, it's going to be hard to get the support you need. It was hard for me to get the support I needed to get to where I was trying to get to if I didn't communicate where I was and where I wanted to go. Because, see, at first it felt like, okay, it's this little battle, this like big war that's always going on in my mind. It's a battle between the imagination and the figment of imagination. And so it's like, I got this figment of imagination that's just stuck in my mind, which is like a nightmare. Because if you just dreaming about, as I dream, only dream about what I want to do over and 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 over, and I don't do it. It made me feel some type of way, and that's not with a smile, like a Kool-Aid commercial smile. And I need a Kool-Aid commercial smile when I'm doing what I'm doing so I can just enjoy it, you know? And so I be telling myself, I said, okay, so it's in my head. You know, I got this download from heaven. That's what I believe in imagination is, a download from heaven. And it's in my head what I want to do, what I believe I need to do. And but see, then I do things and it's like I listen to certain people and they try to make me think that, nah, man, nobody never did that before, that it's only supposed to exist in my head. And so, but I have to make sure I continue to podcast. You know, I got to prioritize, organize, and have some discipline with my vision, with my dream. But you heard me say vision, right? See, when I say my vision, I'm calling it imagination mind. It transitions into a vision because I can see it. And when you can see your imagination, now it's becoming a part of who you are because you're preparing for it to show up. You ain't just saying it. You ain't just jacking your jaw right now. You know what I'm saying? You're preparing the atmosphere for something to be produced. And that's what I was trying to do. And so, but I realized that I got to do it with the right heart, because if I don't do it with the right heart, it's, you know what I mean? It ain't going to be like it's supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? You ever be there? You like arrive somewhere you've been trying to get to. And when you get there, it's like you don't even know where you at. You feel like you're in a foreign land. That's how it be when your heart ain't all the way in it, like it was in the beginning when it was shown to you. And so I'm learning that, okay, I got to make sure I keep my heart in it. I got to make sure I keep my mind in it. And then I got to make sure I keep my moment in it. So, here I am again. Here I go. I'm trying, man. I'm really trying. But I got to communicate my feelings. And I learned that's one big thing is your emotions. Really, really. Because, okay, I don't know if you ever heard of emotional intelligence. But it's like 10 to the 10th power. I don't know if you watch Dragon Ball Z. But Goku be like, Kamehameha, Kenkai times 10. And so it's like everything is 10 times as strong as it was because he got this thing he can focus on it. And that's what your emotions is like, kill can on something. You know what I mean? Because when you get them feelings in it, boy, look at here. I don't know about for you, but for me, that's how I get things going to the extra fire flame. You know what I mean? I go from a little spark to, you know, and so I learned that I got to let it stay in imagination, but develop into a vision. And so you can tell when people call you a visionary instead of a dreamer. Oh, man, you just a dreamer. But when they see you producing and preparing for the thing, boy, they start calling you, boy, you a visionary. That's when they can see your dreams happening in their moment, too, impacting their life. And so everybody be like, oh, man, you know, and they start talking about, oh, man, that just sound horrible. And then they trying to make it a figment because they want to make you scared to let it out, you know. And so just make sure you examine. That's what I'm finna be doing. I'm finna make sure I'm examining what's being presented to me so I can actually make sure I produce what I need to produce at the end of the day. At the end of the day, at the end of the line, when I cross that finish line, I'm gonna be like, yeah, this is what I wanted. I've been looking for this. I've been waiting on this. You know what I'm saying? I'm breathing for this. I live for this. You want this? Bam! That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? How bad do you want it? Are you hungry? I'm so hungry, I done made me little sandwiches. I done made the bread so the meat of this work can be a bonus thing. You know what I mean? So do that for yourself, too. Remember, let it be bigger than you.